Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Biweekly Asset Allocation Report. I'm Phil Adler. After the war with Iran began, the dollar recorded its largest weekly advance since November of 2024. But another traditional favorite destination for investors seeking safety, long-term treasury bonds, performed very differently. In this week's report, dated March 16th, Confluence Chief Market Strategist Patrick Fearon-Hernandez asks the question, are long-term treasuries no longer a safe haven? Well, the answer to this question has obvious implications for investment strategies. Patrick, were you surprised at the way investors initially flocked to the dollar for safety as war broke out, spurning treasuries as well as precious metals?
Well, hi, Phil. And yes, a little bit. Not because the dollar typically fails as a safe haven, but because long-term treasuries usually join it in that role. Historically, a major geopolitical shock such as the Iran war triggers a classic flight to safety. The dollar strengthens, gold rallies, and treasuries, especially longer duration issues, see strong inflows. But this time, as you noted, treasuries simply did not behave the way they normally do. Early in the conflict, investors pushed treasury yields higher rather than lower, meaning they were selling them despite all the uncertainty. Recent reporting confirms this pattern. Even during peak tensions, long-term yields rose as traders sold bonds instead of treating them as havens. Bond market commentary widely noted that safe haven demand was absent despite the chaos, with yields rising in the days after the initial attacks on Iran. So in contrast, the U.S. dollar behaved exactly as expected. Investors snapped it up immediately, leading to its biggest weekly advance since late 2024, as we noted in the written report. So yes, the divergence was surprising, but it fits into a broader story that I'm sure we'll unpack here today.
The reduced appeal of gold as war got underway may be understood, I suppose, as a retrenchment after skyrocketing prices. But the charts in your report illustrate a longer-term decline for long-term treasuries. How long has this been going on?
Well, longer than many investors realize. In our report, we highlight that one-year returns for long treasuries began lagging in early 2025, and that trend only intensified over the past year. More importantly, three-year returns for long-term treasuries recently turned negative, underperforming every shorter duration treasury index we examined. That's remarkable, especially given that the Fed started cutting short-term rates in September 2025, a policy shift that normally boosts long-duration performance. Yet long bonds still couldn't generate sustained gains. That persistent weakness shows this isn't just a war-driven anomaly. The Iran war is exposing and amplifying a trend that was already firmly in place.
Well, let's look at the possible reasons for the reduced demand for long-term treasuries. Is it fear of inflation?
Yes, inflation concerns have been front and center. Long-duration treasuries are extremely sensitive to inflation expectations, and the logic here is straightforward. A prolonged conflict in the Middle East threatens oil supplies, oil spikes feed directly into headline price inflation, and higher inflation means higher yields, which means lower long-term bond prices. So recent market action reflects this dynamic. Investors are increasingly pricing in the risk that oil prices will rise sharply, and that could reignite inflation pressures, leading to selling in long bonds. Analysts also note that rising oil has historically pushed bond yields higher within days, which is exactly what we've observed. So inflation fears are absolutely a key part of the story.
Are investors expressing doubts that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates to hold down prices?
Well, that appears to be part of it. If investors were confident the Fed would aggressively hike rates to protect the dollar's purchasing power, they would normally buy long-dated treasuries during a crisis. Instead, they're acting as though the Fed might allow inflation to drift upward, at least temporarily. So the market reaction supports that interpretation. Despite wartime uncertainty, when central bank credibility is typically rewarded, long-term yields kept rising rather than falling, suggesting diminished faith that the Fed will step in forcefully. This sentiment mirrors commentary that inflation fears may complicate or delay further rate cuts, and that markets worry that the Fed will not respond as decisively as in past cycles. So that erosion of confidence is subtle, but it is meaningful.
Is that decreased confidence in the Fed's rate-cutting discipline tied to concerns about politicalization?
Yes, that's one of the major structural concerns affecting long-term treasuries. Our asset allocation comment has specifically noted that fears of a more politicized Fed have grown. In an environment where partisan pressure on monetary policy is more visible, investors may worry that decisions around interest rates will prioritize political goals rather than inflation containment. That perception alone reduces the attractiveness of long-duration treasuries, because those securities depend critically on the Fed's long-term credibility.
Patrick, what role does the increase in government debt play in all this?
Well, we think it's a large role. The U.S. fiscal trajectory has become a more dominant factor in long-term treasury pricing. Deficits were already substantial before the Iran conflict began. Now, a prolonged war raises the prospect of increased defense spending, emergency appropriations, and expanded issuance of new debt. Recent market discussions underscore this explicitly. Analysts warn that larger deficits combined with wartime spending would require the Treasury to issue even more bonds, forcing yields higher because investors demand compensation for absorbing that extra supply. In short, bigger deficits and more borrowing equal lower prices for long bonds.
Are there other factors that might help explain the way long-term treasuries have performed?
Yes, there are a few other considerations as well. For example, currency debasement fears. Investors worry that rising deficits and uncertain Fed policy could ultimately weaken the dollar's value long term. Ironically, the dollar can surge in the short term during crises while still suffering from long-run credibility concerns. Another consideration is that cash has become the one true safe haven, so to speak. As we note in the report, investors have sometimes even sold gold to raise cash. That's an extraordinarily different behavioral shift, one that highlights how much investors want pure liquidity right now. And then finally, there's the issue of market pricing reflecting conflict duration concerns. So coverage across multiple outlets emphasizes that investors fear the Iran war could be prolonged, unsettling oil markets and increasing geopolitical volatility beyond the initial shock. Each of these adds weight to the idea that long treasuries are losing their traditional role.
Patrick, I wonder, is it possible to explain this turn away from long-term treasuries as a safe haven as a decreased confidence in the long-term stability of our economy?
Yes, that's a reasonable interpretation. Confidence in long-term stability depends on consistent monetary policy, sustainable fiscal policy, and a belief that inflation will remain under control. Right now, all three of those issues look more uncertain. The Iran conflict isn't the root cause. It's more of a stress test that's revealing the fragility of investor confidence. So yes, it's fair to say the move away from long-term treasuries reflects deeper structural concerns about long-run stability.
Well, let's look at investment implications. Do you think the lower appeal of long-term treasuries is a trend that we should plan on?
Yes, we think so. The combination of inflation risk, Fed credibility questions, fiscal deterioration, and geopolitical uncertainty creates a persistent headwind for long-duration treasuries, at least until we see a significant fiscal consolidation, a notable strengthening of Fed independence, or a rapid and peaceful resolution to the Iran conflict. This diminished safe haven appeal, therefore, is likely to continue as long as we don't see those factors.
How has Confluence tailored asset allocation portfolios to account for the reduced safe haven appeal of long-term treasuries?
Well, we had already begun shifting our positioning across portfolios. Our adjustments have included reducing exposure to long-duration treasuries, which have shown weak performance and elevated volatility, increasing allocations to short-term treasuries, which held up much better both before and after the conflict started, maintaining liquidity, acknowledging that markets are rewarding cash-like instruments more than usual, and emphasizing real assets where appropriate, given rising geopolitical inflation risk. These moves reflect the evolving reality. Long treasuries no longer behave as the ballast they once were.
Patrick, last question. Has the way investors have preferred cash in the immediate aftermath of the war with Iran provided significant clues that should sway asset allocation strategies going forward?
Absolutely. The dash for cash is one of the strongest signals we've seen. Investors are not simply avoiding risk, they're avoiding duration, inflation exposure, and policy uncertainty. Cash offers neutrality on all three fronts. This behavior suggests that in periods of heightened geopolitical tension, portfolios should emphasize shorter duration, higher liquidity, and reduced sensitivity to inflation surprises. Those clues are directly informing our current allocation stance, and we expect them to remain relevant as long as the Iran conflict continues to inject volatility into global energy markets and inflation expectations.
Thank you, Patrick. The title of this week's report is Are Long-Term Treasuries No Longer a Safe Haven? And you can find a link to the written report on the Confluence webpage, confluenceinvestment.com. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our audio engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.